Okay, we're on Daf Pei Zayin Amud Beis, and we are about 10 lines down, 12 lines down, first word in the line, Tan Rabbanan. So we're going to be speaking about the mitzvah of Vidui on Yom Kippur, and how many times we are Mizvade, the difference between the Vidui of a Yachid and the Vidui of a Tzibur, and Tfilas Nila, Tfilas Mairiv, and so on. So the Brisa says, Tarabana mitzvah vidui erev Yom Kippurim im chashecha. The mitzvah vidui on erev Yom Kippurim im chashecha. What does it mean, im chashecha? So Rashi says, im chashecha la'achar achila mishakibul alav Yom Kippurim. So, tells the Brisa, says the Brisa, there's a mitzvah to be mezvade, according to Rashi, once you've eaten. Then you should be misvada. Aval amar chachamim misvada kedim shi'echa v'yishte shema titrif daitei besuda. So even though there's a mitzvah to be misvada after you've eaten, there's a mitzvah to be misvada beforehand, shema titrif daitei besuda. The concern is because perhaps something might happen to you during the suda. So Rashi says shema titrif daitei means machmas shechrus, meaning to say a person might become drunk and they won't be able to be misvada anymore. The Rambam and others say the concern is that a person might be nechnak, he might choke during this su'uda, and therefore there's a mitzvah to do so beforehand. So, al kaponim, what's the Brisa saying? That there's a mitzvah, vidui erev Yom Kippurim chashecha, towards the night. And Rashi says it means after you've eaten. But there's a mitzvah to be mizvada beforehand. So the question is, when it says there's a mitzvah to be mizvada, Yom Kippurim im chashecha, does that mean what we refer to as during Tfilas Arvis? Is that what the Brisa is saying? Which is very, you know, quite mistaber. Mitzvahs vidi erev Yom Kippurim im chashecha. Rashi says, la'ach achila, mi shekibla lav Yom Kippurim. So Lashon Rashi, mi shekibla lav Yom Kippurim, is lav dafka mashma, and that it's nighttime. He says, once you've been mekabel Yom Kippurim, a person is mekabel the inuyim of Yom Kippur before the evening. So not so clear exactly when it's referring to. There is, see over here, he quotes from the Netziv in Meremi Soda, who says that the Iker Mitzvahs Vidui Min HaTorah is actually Be'erev Yom Kippurim Im Chashecha Samoch L'Chnisas Hayom. Meaning that is like the Iker time, that is the Iker time when one should be Mizvada. Says the Netziv. Why? Because the din vidui, as in the actual concept of vidui, doesn't say a lashon of vidui in reference to Yom Kippur. It says livne Hashem titaru. But the lashon of vidui we find at the beginning of the Yikra, when it says vizvada shechata aleha, in reference to a person bringing a carbon. So the Netziv says, and that we learn from someone who's a maybe carbon, his lashon is velamedim mi maybe carbon shuadin b'chol davar shemechaper u'kameisha vidui ala carbon u'b'shas smicha. One is mizvade when one does smicha on the carbon v'usamach l'shchita u'miyad achakach ikra kapara dahinu azrika kein havidui tzarech liyes samach liitzumay shal yem. So therefore says that it's actually right before the day comes in. It's actually right before the day comes in. That is the time that you should do so. So again, the Brisa is saying mitzvahs vidui erev Yom Kippurim im chashecha. The Chacham say you should be mizvada beforehand because something might happen during the suda. Either you'll get drunk or maybe you'll be titrif daita and so on. As we mentioned, there is a dion in the Rishonim as to when we say mitzvahs vidui erev Yom Kippurim im chashecha post suda, meaning because something might happen, you're supposed to be mizvada after the suda, but be mizvada before. And when we say after the suda, does it mean after the suda before nacht, or does it mean the tefillah of ma'ariv? So lemaisa, our vidui is done at ma'ariv, meaning we'll do a vidui on admincha before the suda. That's what we'll do. We'll have our suda. We'll daven Ma'ariv, and that will be our first vidui. And why? Because we go like the Rishonim who understand that when the Brisa is saying mitzvahs vidi erev yom kippur im chashech. It means after you've had your meal, meaning at Ma'ariv, that is the time when you'll do the first vidui. But others say that no, the Ramban, and others say that actually there's a vidui neisaf on erev yom kippur la'achra chila v'shtia, and the Brayis is actually coming to say before Nacht. That is what it's actually telling us. So again, I'll derech this netziv, that really the Ikra Mitzvah's vidui is just like on the cusp, you know, on between Erev Yom Kippur and Yom Kippur. That is the time when you should kind of be nichnas into the day, mamish, in a state of vidui, but actually before Ma'ariv. Lamaisa, what do we do? We don't actually do that, but the Mishnah Berurah says that we say Tefila Zaka. So another Tefila Zaka is not just, you know, it's a nice thing to do, it's a nice thing to say. I mean, my kuli hai, you know, I did vidui at Mincha before the Suda Mafsekas, and now I'm going to do vidui at Ma'ariv. Teretz is, it's partly to be chayshish for those Shitas Rishonim which understand the Braisa. Again, I'll derech what the Netziv is saying. Mitzvahs vidui erev yom kippurim im chashecha, it means right before, like b'dimdu mechama, as the sun is setting, literally around that time, which is, you know, pretty much when we say tefillah zakah, we come to shul, and you're just trying to quickly hop around. The Mishnah Berurah says, if you've come late and you don't have a chance to say the whole tefillah zakah, then you should preface the line which says that I'm moichel everyone, and I hope everyone will be moichel me, and so on. But they say, the Mishnah Berurah says that is the idea of tefillah zakah to be yetzah those days, and we show them who understand the brisa to be referring to doing a vidui actually before Ma'ariv. Good. Now he said, "V'av abi shehiz vada koydim sheochal v'shosa mizvada la'achas sheyechal v'yishte." Hashem ira dvar takala b'seuda. So, meaning, ask the brayso, why is it necessary to be mizvada again? Again, going back to yesterday's discussion, we saw a machlekes between the Tanakhama and Reb Lozov and Yaakov as to whether or not a person should be mizvada in subsequent years, once a person has already done tshuva, Yom Kippur, and so on. Tanakhama said no, because it looks as if you are casting aspersions on the efficacy of tshuva and Yom Kippur, and so on. Vazun Yaakov says, Kal v'chomer, kol shekin, that you should. So, I mean, I did vidui you. Do it again, and again, and again, and again. Like, what's the inyan? So the Brayis at least explains one part. Meaning, if you did vidui you, before your suda, it is kedai to do vidui afterwards. Why should you do vidui afterwards? Because maybe a dvar takala, Rashi says, shel chet. So maybe there was a chet which took place at the suda. There's many aderes which can take place at the suda. Mentioned before, the lashon of the chinuch on the mitzvah of loy seichel al hadam. The chinuch says that roiv aveiros or avoinos or chateis, I don't remember the lashon of it, but he says roiv avoinos shibatera are tali on ribui achila v'shtia. Amazing lashon of the chinuch. And they shtel it too, in reference to speaking about a ben seiro umeira, dafka at the beginning of his journey into adulthood, and you know he's shays hayayin, he steals from his father, and he goes and he indulges. Says the chinuch, roiv avoinos. It's an amazing lashon. Roiv avoinos shibatera are dependent on ribui achila v'shtia. So I understand why you need to go out and do vidui post the suda. That's fine. That makes sense. Shema ira dvar takala b'suda va'afal pishis v'adarvis. But once I'm already in the clear, and I've already done vidui ma'ariv, and I'm not eating anything, va'afal pishis v'adarvis yizvada shachris yizvada musav yizvada mincha yizvada v'niva. So here it's going to be a little bit more difficult to explain and justify the reason why we do it every time. The Tisefta says the reason why is because Shema Yera Lei Dvar Chet B'Meshach Kol Hayoyim Bein Tefila L'Tefila. So according to the Tisefta, it seems to be I need to be in a perpetual state of Tahara. Pasuk says Lifnei Hashem Titaru. So I want to be in a perpetual state of Tahara, and therefore any time throughout the day when I have an opportunity, another opportunity to do to do vidui, maybe in the interim period, maybe something happened which jeopardized my state of tahara, and therefore I'm going to do it again and again. We know that our minhag is to do vidui sachakol 10 times.
Can you
mix
them?
I'm sorry?
What about tefillah?
But question is, what about tefillah? So there are opinions which say Lifnei Hashem Titaru is a reference to tefillah. Ad kadei, but there are opinions which say that if a man goes to the mikvah every day, well, I like Sefer Chassidim, or he goes because of tefillah's Ezra, or he goes Erev Shabbos, he doesn't need to be makpit on chatzitzas because the tefillah that he's doing is not mi'ikra din, it's the Sefer Kedusha, and Yanim, Shabbos, whatever. But on Erev Yom Kippur, you should be makvid for chatzitzas, because some understand that Lifnei Hashem Titaru is a reference to going to the mikvah, to being matar yourself. And therefore, you should make sure you've, you know, combed your hair, and make sure you've done your fingernails, and cleaned yourself, and brushed your teeth, and you've done all these types of things, because in a chanami, that tefillah is mi'ikradin. And to the extent that that tefillah is mi'ikradin, so therefore we should be makvid on chatzitzas. And that is the minhag olam to be makvid for chatzitzas. Even though the Gemara says chayiv adam mutaris atzmi beregel, and therefore you might say that for a man, if he goes to the mikvah erev Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, maybe we should also be machmir for chatzitzas. But they say nowadays we're not able to properly be mitar ourselves as they did b'shas b'zman shavei samek b'shayakayim and so on. And therefore, we're not able to probably be mitar ourselves to the extent that we need to worry about chatzitzas. So, the only time that we really are makvim for chatzitzas, they say, is on Erev Yom Kippur.
But women
are makvim about chatzitzas because their tzvila is mi'ikradin. When a woman goes, well, so again, whenever the tzvila is mi'ikradin, then you have to worry about chatzitza. So a woman, a tzvila's nida is mi'ikradin. But a tzvila of Sefer Chassidim, a tzvila of Erev Shabbos, a tzvila of Regalim and so on, and before Rosh Hashanah, and these tzvilas are not mi'ikradin. And therefore you don't need to worry about chatzitza. There is another interesting discussion. So we said that a person is supposed to be mizvadeh b'shas mincha before the suda, so you do vidui. Should the chazan repeat the vidui in chazar sashat? So we know that arminig is not to. Arminig is not to, but not all rishonim agreed with that. The shita of Rav Amram Goin, quoted in the Tur in Tavrish Zayin, is that the shliach tzibur is chazar ala vidui. Rav rishonim disagree with Rav Amram. And various reasons are given, either because it's not really mi'ikra din, it's just because of the chashash that maybe something might happen at the suda and so on, and therefore arminig is not to do so. Fine. So that's what we said in the brayos of yisvada arvis, yisvada shachris, yisvada musaf, yisvada mincha, mincha yisvada benila. Now the heichan oimroi. So where does one place the vidui? Where do you insert the vidui? Heichan oimroi. So Yachid Acher Tfilase. So a Yachid says it once he finishes his tefillah, meaning he does in Tachnunim, Vishleich Tzibur Oimroi Be'emtza. But the Shatz, he says it Be'emtza. Vishleich Tzibur does it Be'emtza. So what is the chilek between a Yachid and the Shatz? So they say that the Yachid, they didn't want to be mafsik his tefillah with a vidui. Whereas the Shliach Tzibur, which anyway he's marech with piyutim and so on, so anyway there is that hefsek, so therefore why not go ahead and add it in the middle? But if b'vayach it doesn't apply, so therefore you do it lachet tefilase. My amar, so what is the nesuch of the vidui? So amar Rav ata yedea raze olam. And the Mefarshim explain, and we're going to say, it's mentioned several opinions over here. So the first opinion is Ati Yedea Razi Olam. So they say, the Rishonim say, the Piskarid, that this is like just the beginning of the Tefillah. Because, you know, where do you see if in Ati Yedea Razi Olam a vidui as such? Where do you see that, because Hashem, you know, the secrets of the world, and what does that have to do with vidui? Shmuel Arma Mimamake Halev. Rashi says, Tfilah, it was a Tfilah, again, it's the beginning of a Tfilah, V'levi Amar, Ubeseirascha kosuv lemar. Rashi says kibiyem hazeh yechaper. So again, this is just the beginnings of this is just the beginning of a bidui. Rabbi Yechen Amar Ribayin Haylamim. Rashi says the hemshach of Leal Tzidkaseinu and so on. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Kiavni Sina Rabbi Milimnes Vichadisina Atzmu Misaper. So Rabbi Nuna Amar Lekai. Actually, Natsarati and Echidai, Achshiv Shnatsarati, Kilay Natsarati, Afani Bechayai, Kalvachem Bemisasi, Hareini Levenech, Kli, Mole, Busha, Ochlima, Yeratsim Fenechish, Leachta, Mashachatasi, Marik, Rachamech, Avalei, Aldei, Yisirim. And that, Vahainu Viduya, the Rava Kulashata, this is the Viduya of Rava, the whole year round, the Rava Munazuta, Biamatikipurim, and that's what Rava Munazuta used to say on Yom Kippur. Some explain this last one. Meaning here, it can make sense. Meaning the whole nusach is very in tune with the theme of the day. We say I'm embarrassed. Because the Gemara says in brachas nafi beis that kol ha'isa devar aveira umizbayish boy meichlin loy kol avinesav. Meaning, and the beginning of tshuva begins with busha. Right, what do we say in the beginning of Slichus? L'cha Hashem atzdaka, v'lanu b'yishis hapanim. The Maral in the Chedush HaGadus, in Mesech Savodah Zarah, in Daf Yud Zayin, in the Sugya of Rabbi Elazar ben Dudiya, speaks about the famous inyan of tshuva, that tshuva is milashin shav, and says that the Maral that shav in atbash is b'yish or bosh, the b'yishin is the shirish, is shav in atbash. And the way the Maral explains that if a person hasn't lost the first nekuda, meaning the kesher to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I mean they're a maimin, and they haven't been mizdarder all the way down in gufnius, so they're kind of still within the beis and shin spectrum. So then you can kind of be shav, the busha will lead you to be shav. But if you've lost the nekuda sa'ikra, he's explaining the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, where the Gemara says that if a person is a kofer and is an inyan of minus heresy, or like Rabbi Elazar ben Dudiya that says that he traveled the seven seas to be soicha every single zain in the world, so he kind of was nizdar there, he dropped all the way down and he reached the rock bottom, he reached the tough, so then he's not able to do tshuva and live. I mean, he did teshuva and his tshuva was niskabel. Right, and the Abbasul said, Rebbe Eliezer ben Dudiya is mezuman l'chayilim haba, but his tshuva was not the tshuva that he could kind of return and live. About him, it said, kol ba'el lo yashuvan, and so on. So that's the, says the Maral, that the seid of tshuva, that it has to be shaykh the busha, and it's the atbash, and so on. So I'll go on and explain that. I'm sorry?
He had to have a misa to give for.
Yeah, in other words, yes. I mean, yes, he did teshuva, but he wasn't able to do teshuva and live. Right? His teshuva was already, he died. He cried himself to death. And with that, that's the way, at least I heard from Moshe Shapiro explain it, that he did a teshuva, it was niskabel, but it wasn't shaykh for him to kind of continue to live in such a matziv, because he went all the way down kilo to the tough Shabbat. Fine. So that makes sense, as we were saying, that we mentioned this inyan of how embarrassed we are, and therefore that is, I mean, once I've said that, so then mamela, one hopes that one's tshuva could be and should be niskapo. Amamar zutra liyamarn eladaloy amar. Avalanachnu chatanu. Aval amar avalanachnu chatanu su leitzarich. Meaning, once a person says this nusach of aval anachnu chatanu, then su leitzarech. It's unnecessary. The amra bar hamdudi havi ka'im nekameid Shmuel. He was standing in front of Shmuel. The havi yosef. Shmuel was sitting down. The chimata, and when the shliach tzibur, chimata shlicha de tzibura, the amra aval anachnu chatanu, come mekam. So Shmuel stood up, like, oh wow, we're getting to like a very important part of the tefillah of the day. So Shmuel stood up, So Amar Shmamina Ikr Vidui Haihu. So it must be when we say Aval Anachnu Chatanu, that is an Ikr in the Vidui. So they say a couple of things. Number one, the Shlach Kaddish says, he says he's Mishabeach, the Nusach of the Svaidim. He says the Svaidim say Aval Anachnu Vavu Yisainu Chatanu. Why? This is the Shlach, because we are supposed to mention the sins of the Avos, because if we also are guilty of such sins, so then we will also be nifkat. Meaning, if we are hoylech, if we are derech the ikvos the Avos in sin, so meaning in Echlam the pasuk says that layimsu banim al Avos and so on, but it says peiked alvin Avos albanim al shleishim aribeim and so on. If they are hoylech in the ways of the fathers and so on. So if one is Eichiz Maisa Vaisav, then he will be Nenesh Aleihem, and therefore one should mention the sin of the Avis. Another thing which they're Medayik from here, the Rishonim are Medayik, the Bala Itur, is that there's a Musig of doing Vidui with the Shatz, during Chazaras HaShatz. Meaning, it says that Shmuel stood up, and meaning this was an ikr in the vidui. So says the Bala Yitur by stories that you need to be mizvada with the shatz. I saw a nice pshat. You know, what's the idea? So you know, we're mizvada shachris, and then we're mizvada nachamol during chazaras shatz, and most of them are nachamol with chazaras shatz. So they say there's averus of a yachid and there's averus of a tzibur. I don't know, Lamasha, let's say, you know, the particular tzibur you're in, Chas v'Shalom, is not such a nice tzibur. And as a tzibur, they do averus. I don't know, maybe they're dishonest in their practices, maybe they're a bit cold to guests who come into the shul and they look them up and down and give them a hard time. I don't know. But there's a musig of a yachid uschaita, and there's a musig of a tzibur uschaita. And some of the, I saw one of the Paiskim says that during the vidui that we do in Chazaras HaShatz, think about any averus which were committed as a group. And you should have in mind for those ones during the Chazaras HaShatz, because there's a vidui al Yachid, and there's a vidui al Tzibur also. So that's another thing which they prove from here is that one is supposed to stand up during vidui. You're supposed to stand up during the vidui. Again, as Dr. Nativ, we need to look at kind of the real source of vidui. The real source of vidui, as we mentioned, is not in reference to Yom Kippur, but rather it's vidui elsewhere, like by Karbonis, and so on. And there, it says by the Karbon Chatas, Vesvada Shechot Asher Chata Oleha, and that vidui by the Karbon, it has to be Ma'umad, like the Rambam writes in the Gemara of Karbonis. So just like the video over there, and the reason why is because it's more bahachna. If a person is sitting down, you're more relaxed. But when you're standing up, the pshat is you are. I am not miyushev. I am not shalim. Amid is always a lack of shlemus vis-a-vis yeshiva. A person who's a yashiv, meaning we call a yeshiva because it's the one place where you can actually sit and reach shlemus. So it's like a chiddush. Taka peladik azach when you think about it. A place of learning is called a yeshiva. What an odd name. And we don't really think about it. Going to yeshiva. Man, you tell someone, what does yeshiva mean? It means to sit. He's going to a sitting house. Why in the world are you being madgish that it's a house of sitting? I think I heard from Ramesh many years ago that was the idea, that usually yeshiva connotes shlemus. And Amida is a lack of shlemus. Why do we stand up when an Adam Gadol walks in? Why do we stand up when a parent walks in? Why do we stand up when a Zakin walks in? Because the pshat is that you are a Yeshiv and I'm an Oymed. I am Muchen and Mezumin to be Mekabel Shlichus from you. The Malachim are Oymedim. They're waiting to be Mekabel Shlichus and they're going to do something. Someone who is, the more Shalom a person is, the more Meyushiv they are, the more they don't need to go anywhere. Tiferes Adam Hashem is bias. You know, I've reached a level of shleimus. I don't need to go anywhere. Who goes to who? You know, the cotton goes to the gadol and so on. So, really, I mean, it's so that the idea of yeshiva is you're able to sit, you know, even through that. and you can reach a shleimus through yeshiva. There was an inyan, as the Gemara says in Seita, the Mishnah says in Seita, that there was a time when they would learn Torah ba'amida, they're out of kavod haTorah, you know, when people became weak, they're no longer able to do it. But it's a fascinating thing, and it's not just a new thing. It was called a mesifta in the Gemara. It's a pelad gazaf. It's called milash al shem yeshiva. Al kavod, we see from here that when it comes to vidui, one is supposed to stand up. Good. yeah. Tanan hasam. We learned over there Masechus Tainis. We learned over there Masechus Tainis. B'shloisha brachim hashana. Three times in the year. Kahanim nesim es kapeyim arba pa'amim b'yoyim. So on three occasions throughout the year, the kahanim duchen four times. So, and when is that? B'shachris, b'musaf, b'mincha, u'b'n'ilas sha'arim. Eilu ha'in shloisha brachim. What are the three occasions? B'taniyos, u'b'mamadis, u'b'yem ha'kipurim. So, if it's a tainis tzibur, certain types of taniyos, and mamadis, we know that there was a contingent of Yisraelim who would also be present, who would kind of gather in their city, they would assemble in their city, and then they would travel up to Yerushalayim, and they would be present at the time when the Karbanos Tmidin were hukruv, and there's various dinim for the Anshi Maimid and so on. So they, it's for them, it's a Tiyom Tov, and there's dinim about for them. And finally, on Yom Kippur. So we mention Ne'ilas Sha'arim. Says the Gemara, my Ne'ilas Sha'arim. What does it mean, Ne'ilas Sha'arim? Rav Amar Tzleisa Yisersa. It's referring to the additional tefillah of Adne'ila. V'shmul Amar Me'anu Mechayenu. So, meaning, what is this additional ne'ilah? What is the ne'ilah she'arim referring to? So Rav says it's a whole nother tefillah. It's a whole nother tefillah. Rashi says that tzleisa yiserta bispalo shefa kishar tefillah. So tefillah's ne'ilah is another tefillah with seven brachas. Shmuel says, and it's nifla lehizboinen. Shmuel says, you know what ne'ilah is? Me'anu mechayenu. Adkan. So the Arma Farshim which say, and it's a continuation of the other things which we say, and so on, but, you know, Yesh Imrim, that the Tefillah of Ne'ilah is, imagine you get up for Ne'ilah instead of a longer Tefillah of Ne'ilah, which we do, the Tefillah is, you stand, Lifnei Koinoi, and you say, Ribbono Shel Olam, Me'anu Mechayenu, Adkan. That is the Tefillah of Ne'ilah. Again, some said you add in the other things which you say afterwards. Fine. So Mezer, the Gemara is going to ask Kasha on Shmuel. You say that the Tefillah of Ne'ilah is only, it's not a regular seven brachas. Mizvei or Yom Kippurim Mizpalel Sheva or Mizvada. So the night of Yom Kippur, meaning Tefillah's Ma'ariv, so Rashi says Leil Yom Kippurim. So a person is Mizpalel Sheva Umizvada, Bashachris Mispal Sheva, Umizvada, Bamusaf Mispal Sheva, Umizvada, Bamincha Mispal Sheva, Umizvada, Bene'ilah Mispal Sheva, Umizvada. Stach Mafurish in the Braisa. That Tfilah's Ne'ilah, you are Mispal Sheva, Umizvada. Some take out these words, Tanoi de Tanya, and they say, Ba'oid Tanya, Yem Kippurim Chashech Mispal Sheva, Umizvada. So we have another brayso which says similarly that the night of Yom Kippur, your mispal sheva mizvada, and your chesim bevidui. We'll see that means divrei Rabbi Meir. The chachamim meimrim mispal sheva v'imrotz alachtim bevidui chesim. Al kapanim, we'll come back to this in a minute. Al kapanim, what do we see? Tiyuvta de Shmuel tiyuvta. So you see that tefilas ne'ilah is not just me'anu mechayenu. But rather it is a tefilas sheva. It is a tefilas sheva. So Rashi says in V'chesem B'vidu, he goes, but he says, "Ein v'chesem mekadesh Yisrael, ela akel ha-selchon, the chachamim eimim kalmakim shezokik l'sheva, af b'shar ha-tefilas, imrot salachtem b'vidu y'chesem." Al-Kaponim, we see that that Rashi says at the end of the Dibra, Ketani Mias Ne'ila Mispalol Shava Mizvadet Tiyufta Deshmuel Tiyufta. The Shmuel said, all you say is Me'anu Mechayenu. Tiyufta Deshmuel Tiyufta. Even though we see that Shmuel is refuted, but nevertheless it's still fascinating that Shmuel understood that that would be the Tefillah of Ne'ila. Ula Ba'arav Nachis Kamei the Rava. So he was davening in front of Rava. Pasach be'ato chatanu, v'siyim b'me'anu mechayenu v'shabchi. So in the middle bracha, he was pesach with ato chatanu, and he was mesayim with me'anu mechayenu. And she says, Nachas kamei de Rava b'ne'ila, and so on. And that's how he began in the middle, and that's how he ended up with me'anu mechayenu, and that which continues over there. Rav Huna, or the Bach, changes it to Rav Nosson, Avoid Rav Huna, Braid Rav Nosson, Nachis Kameid Rav Papa, Pasach Beva'ata Bechatano, Vesim Beme'anu, Shabchi. Amar Rav Acha, Braid Rava, Ve'yachid, Imra, Acher Tfilase. And a Yachid is Imra, La'acher Tfilase. So this he says after Sim Shalom. This is what he says of the Me'anu Mechayenu. He says it once he's finished the Brach of Simshal. So Amar Rav, Tfilas Ne'ila Peteres Es Shel Arvis. Says Rav, a very interesting thing. You don't need to daven Ne'ila and Ma'ariv of Matzi Yom Kippur. Just daven Ne'ila. And once you daven Ne'ila, you don't need to daven Ma'ariv also. So Tfilas Ne'ila Peteres Es Shel Arvis. Says the Gemara, Rav Tamei, the Amar Tzleisa Yiseri. So Rav is going according to his Shita. Rav's Shita was that Tfilas Ne'ila is a full another Tfila, and therefore, being you're davening a full Shmona Esrei, you don't need to daven a Shmona Esrei, and then a Ma'ariv Shmona Esrei, even though perhaps you'll say, but isn't the Shmona Esrei of Ma'ariv Matzei Yom Kippur different? But that he doesn't seem to be bothered with that, and he says that. So we're going to get to the how do you what the havdol of atochin and tano in a minute. Our kabbonim Rav says tefilas nila peteres es shel arvis. Rav tamei the amet tzleisi yaseri the kaven the tzali lei su lei tzarich being the yudavin neila. So it's unnecessary. It's unnecessary to daven myrith. I'm sorry.
The
question is, what about Kriyishma? What about Kriyishma? So, I mean, it seems to be that, you know, here we're saying that it's unnecessary. It's an unnecessary tircha to daven again, and one could be it's with Tfilas Ne'ila, which you're davening or after Nacht. I think we're going to get into exactly what stage in the day you're davening the Ne'ila. The Alkavan and that was Shitas Rav. Good path is you Rav Tamei the Amitz Leis Yisrei He the Kivim the Tzali Leis Yulei Tzach. Frag the Gemara Miam Rav Hachi. Rav halacha kedivri ha'omer tefilas arvis rishus. That Rav Shita is in Maseches Brachos that you're not obligated to daven ma'ariv. It's just a rishus. So Rashi says umay peteres v'ka'omer. How can Rav use the lashon and say once you daven ila peteres, it has discharged your obligation of davening ma'ariv? You're not obligated to daven Ma'ariv, because Ma'ariv itself is only Rishus. So, how does that work? Says the Gemara, L'divri ha'omer, chayva ka'omer. Ein hanami rav, taka paskin, like the Shita, which says Tfilas Arvis is Rishus. But, L'divri ha'omer, that Tfilas Arvis is a chayva, so then, Tfilas Ne'ila would pater. That's what rav means. Meizvei or Yemekipurim Mispalal Sheva Umizvade. So at Ma'ariv and Yom Kippur, you have seven brachas and you do vidui, Shachris Sheva Umizvade, Musav Sheva Umizvade, Bine'ila Mispalal Sheva Umizvade, Arviz Mispalal Sheva Me'ein Shmoneh Esrei. So it's clear in the Tanna Kamma that you have to daven Ma'ariv. Exactly. How many brachas do you do? You only do seven. But you kind of incorporate all of them. What's Pshat, says Rashi, the last Rashi. Let's just see the Rashi before. Meisvei, what's the kash going to be? Ketani Ne'ila, or Ketani Arvis. We're going to see in the Braisa that it says both Me'ilah, and it goes on to say Arvis. It says Sheva Me'ein Shmona Esrei, meaning Gimel Rishonis and Gimel Achronis, Ketziknan. Va'omer Havineinu Be'emtza Sheyesh Ba Me'ein Shleish Esrei Brachas V'Tfila Ketzara Shetiknu La'Evrei Drachim. Fine, that's a tefillah for travelers. Every drachim, but here you're not a traveler. Ula matzoi yemeki purim hitiru latzis ba mibnei aterach. Meaning it's a tircha. Everyone is very hungry and weary and tired and so on. Some people might have been standing the whole day, and therefore it's a halachic concession which is made. Doesn't mean you should daven maariv quickly, shteitzach, but it means that they said a shorter tefillah to have a quality, not quantity, tefillah. That is the Tanakama. Al Kaponim, you see in the Tanakama that you daven Ni'ila and the Shemoneh Esrei. That's the Tanakama. Reb Chanina ben Gamliel Mishum Avisov Mispalo Shemoneh Esrei Shleimais. He says, no, you do a full Shemoneh Esrei Shleimais. You do a full 18 brachas. Why? Emnei Shetzarach Leimer Havdolah B'chinen Adas. Because you need to be Mazkir Havdolah in Chinen Adas, and therefore you cannot incorporate it. Why not, Tak? If you look at the Tezis Yishanim over here, Shetzarach Leimer Havdalah B'chinen Adas, Heksha Harav Rabbi Yaakov de Orlion. So what does he ask? He says, V'nichlelei, why can't you incorporate it in Havineinu? Kedemine B'perek, B'brachas B'perek, Tfilas HaShachar, why can't you include even Matzei Shabbos? The Yomer Rebbe, it's Al Kaponim, you see that you can include it. It is the type of thing. Just say, Havineinu Hashem Elokeinu, and Hamavdil Ben Kodesh L'chol, you could incorporate it also. The Yomer Rebbe, the Hosam, Kaven, the Chol Hashana, Rogil, the Havineinu, if the whole year round you're saying Havineinu and you're going to incorporate Chaynin Hadas in the Havina the whole year round, Ein Le Lishanis Sidrei Bishvil Matzei Shabbos, Ela Lichlale. So therefore, were you to say Havineinu the whole year round, then we don't have a problem of just incorporating the Havdalah in a Havineinu. Aval Hacha Ragel Kalashon L'Spal Yudches. But here, when the whole year round, you're not doing Havineinu, you're doing Yudches. So it doesn't make sense to go ahead and say we're going to incorporate it. That is at least the opinion of Reb Chanina ben Gamliel. Al Kaponim, everyone is going to say, both the Tanakama and Reb Chanina ben Gamliel, they're both saying that you daven Ni'ilah and you daven Amar Shemoneh Esrei. And Rav said before, Tfilas Ni'ilah Piteris Eshel Arvis. You don't need to daven both Ne'ilah and Arvis, just do Ne'ilah. So it's a kasha and Rav, says the Gemara, Tanoi, Rashi says, Ipatri Ne'ilah, Eshel Arvis, Eloi. Meaning even the Rav is going with the Loik Tanakama and the Loik Reb Chanina ben Gamliel, but he's got another Tana to rely on, the Tanya. Kol Chayvei Tfilois Tevelin Kedarkim Yom Kippurim. Now, we mentioned the Yom Kippur, there's an Isser Rechitza. There's an Isser Rechitza. However, we also learned that the Isser Rechitza is a Rechitza Shel Tainug. If it's a Rechitza to remove Lechluch, or it's some other type of Rechitza, you're not doing the Rechitza for the Tainug Shabbai, but you're doing it for the Tahara Shabbai, so then that was never included in the Isser Rechitza. Perhaps one should adjust the temperature of the mikvah. Quite negeh to this period of the year, coming up to the 9 days. So let's say if a person goes to the mikvah every day, or a person goes for Tfilas Ezra, or a person goes for Kavod Shabbos, so really they shouldn't be going in a piping hot mikvah, right? Because what's the hatzah to go in a gishmak and mikvah? You want to go to the mikvah for Kedushas Torah, for Tfilas Ezra, Gezuntait. But the temperature of the mikvah should be adjusted. And that is what should happen. So we're saying a similar thing. Kol chayvei tefilas tevelin kedarkin biyom kippurin, because that's not included in the Yisrochitza, because it's not Rochitza Shel Tainug. Nida v'yeledis, Tevilas Kedagin Belele Yeme Kippurim. They can also be Tevilas, meaning we know that Tevilas Nida is at night. What about a Balkari? Balkari, and this is going at the time in history, well, like around three lines down, Balkari Sh'osu B'divrei Torah. Kedekayim Allah and Ezra Tikkun Tevilah L'Balei Kerayins, at the time in history when there was a prohibition of Torah and Tevilah in a state of Keri. So we say Balkari Tevil V'Hilech Adam Incha. So he's allowed to go to the mikvah up until Mincha. But after Mincha, says the Tanakhama, a Balkari may not go to the mikvah. Rabbi Yisimer, Kol Hayim Kuloy. He can go the whole day. So we need to understand what is this machlekes between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yisi as to how far in the day can a Balkari go to the mikvah. So Rashi says, So if he became a Balkari beforehand, why? So if at some point during the day, let's say he fell asleep and he became a Balkari. So and at some stage in the day, he became a Balkari, he goes to the mikvah. Why? He's already davi mincha. Ein muta litbo. Ele yam tenachetachshach. V'yitbo. Why? Tisfiru l'rabban and tefilas nila b'layla. Because when are you going to daven ila at night? It's already after Yom Kippur is over. Uladidei peteres eshel arvis. Kedarav. So this is the Tana who would go like Rav, meaning the two pretty much overlap. If you daven ila, it patters ma'ariv, and so on. Mahodik tani, ain't a peteres, Rabbi Yisi, the Amar kalayim mutalitbo. So in other words, Rabbi Yisi says you daven, you can go about taking go to the mikvah the whole day long, even after mincha in the late afternoon. It must be because he understands that tefilas neila is during the day, and therefore you need to go to the mikvah in order to still daven neila. Al mekzavet tefilas neila ein zman abalayla. Uli didei ein aviteres es shel arvis. So again, the Gemara wants to say it's a machlekes tanoim. Tanagamu says you're not allowed to go to the mikvah in the late afternoon. Why should you be allowed to go to daven neila? Neila, you're going to daven after nacht. So he's the Tana, right? Who Rav is going like when Rav said, if you daven neila, you don't need to daven maariv because you're davening after nacht. It's all lekan lekan. Whereas Rabbi Yosi who says no, if you one became a Balkari in the late afternoon, you must go to the mikvah because you still need to daven ila today. Meaning, because he says you daven ila boi bayoim, and he would say if you daven ila, you have not discharged your obligation of Myri, because one is on Yom Kippur, one is Motzi Yom Kippur. It's on two different days and so on. And therefore, Rav is going like the Tanakhama of Rabbi Yosi.
He's supposed to say dafka before, so shouldn't you commit the shikra? That person is lying. So they clearly have tefillahs which are associated with the night and not with the shikra.
Right, then the question being asked over here is that we in the Nisach of Nila we say kifona hayoim, the day is kind of ebbing away and moving out, and therefore you're supposed to daven. You're not supposed to wait too late in the day to daven ila once it's already after Shkia or Nach, because it's difficult to say that. So maybe they had a different nusach or something else. Yeah. I'll go on. And so again, what did Rav say? Rav said, if a person davens in the ila, you don't need to daven Ma'ariv. We ask Kashas, we've seen it like that. You daven Ma'ariv at night, and then Shachris, and then Musaf, and then Mincha, and then the ila, and then Ma'ariv. So he said, it's a machlekes tanoim. But Rav is going like the Tana, who says that if a person, Chas HaShalom, became a Balkari on Yom Kippur afternoon, you don't go to the mikvah. Why? What? For the sake of davening Nila? You're to daven Nila after Nacht. And therefore, why do a Rechitza on Yom Kippur? If anyway you can go afterwards, now look, for the fact he says you're davening Nila after Nacht, then, so when Rav says that if you daven Nila, you're Yitzhak Ma'ariv, he's going like like the sheet of the Tanakhama of Rabbi Yossi. Good. And Rabbi Yossi said, Kol Hayem Kulay. So, Fregdi Gamakash, Everinidu, Azova, Vazova, Bahamat Seira, Matsiras, Ubayal Nida, Vitme Mace. So, all these people, Zov, Zova, Matsir, Matsiras, Boyal Nida, Vitme Mace, Tavlin, Kedarkin, Vyema Kippurim. Okay? Nida Vyaledes, Tavlis, Kedarkin, Baleliyema Kippurim. Fine. Now we get to our discussion. Balkeri, Tavlis, Vyalech, Kalayim, Kulayim. So beforehand, the Tanakhama says a Balkari could only go to the mikveh up until Mincha, not afterwards. And here the Tanakhama says the whole day long it's a stay in the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yossi Omer, no, Min HaMincha Lamala Ein Yochel Litbol. Before Rabbi Yossi said you can go the whole day long, and now Rabbi Yossi says you cannot go after Mincha. So it's a stira in the Tanakhama. It's a stira in Rabbi Yossi. Says the Gemara, Loi Kasha. Ha the tzali tfilas ne'ila, ha the loy tzali. It depends if you've davened or not. If you look at Rashi towards the middle of the page, first word in the line, loy kasha. Ha the amar Rabbi Yossi hacham in a minfal amale ein yachal litbol. But the tzali tfilas ne'ila, you davened ne'ila early. So you davened ne'ila early, b'yoyim, kredim shura keri, you davened mincha, you davened ne'ila, you still have 2 hours to go, you fell asleep. Fella became a Balkari. So then Rabbi Yossi says, don't go to the mikvah. That which Rabbi Yossi said, Kalayayim, you can go to the mikvah the whole day. But the late Tzali Tzvila Znila, Keshara HaKari. So Al Kapanim will say, we'll make an Ukimtan say, that this brace which says that you are not allowed to go to the mikvah, Min HaMincha Lamala, is when you have already davened. Hadu Tzali Tzvila Znila, Ha the loy tzali. In fact, the Gemara eat the tzali. If you've taka daven tefilas ne'ila already, the ma'ita ma'ita rabbanin. So why in the world would the rabbanin say go to the mikvah? You've already davened. Next tefilah you're going to daven is tefilas ma'ariv. Wait till after nacht. So why in the world would the rabbanin say go to the mikvah? So now the Gemara introduces a new point. I'll tell you why the rabbanin might still say, even though you have no more tefillas to daven. Remember, tefillas Ezra, was Masak and tefillah Lebali Karian, the Torah and tefillah. I don't need to do either one. Why should I go to the mikvah? Kosavu Rabbanan, tefillah is mana mitzvah. That's because the sheet of the Rabbanan is that it's a mitzvah to be tevil bizman. As soon as you become tahar, you have an obligation to go to the mikvah. Therefore, say the Rabbanan, even though you don't need to daven anymore, you still must go to the mikvah. Mechlal Rabbi Yossi Savar, lav mitzvah. So it would come out, if so, the Rabbanan, who say tefillah bezman mitzvah, and hence you go to the mikvah, even if you've davened ne'ilah. And Rabbi Yossi would say, no, if you've davened ne'ilah, you shouldn't. But Master Rabbi Yossi says tefillah bezman lav mitzvah. Vatanya, harei shahaya shem kosav al basari. Person of shame Hashem written on his skin. He shouldn't go and immerse in a bath. Because the concern is you're going to be Mechikas Hashem. Albeit passively, but you're going to be Mechikas Hashem. You shouldn't smear oil on that part of the body. Because you've got Shem Hashem there. Nizdam Tzvilas Mitzvah. So you kind of covered over with a leaf or with a piece of rubber or whatever it is. In a loose fashion, but to somehow protect that it's not going to get too wet, but enough that it's not a chatzitza. V'yerid v'tevel. Rabbi Yossi Omer, yerid v'tevel kedarkoi. You can go and you can immerse and bathe normally, but eventually yishafshif. As long as you don't rub the area, because that would be directly, actively being meichikas Hashem. V'kayim alam d'bitvila b'zmana mitzvah pligi. We explain that what is the crux of the machlekes? It's in tefillah bezman mitzvah. If you look at the Rashi over here, go across a couple lines down. Kosarvei tefillah bezman mitzvah. Bezman biyoyim udichsev ayalav nes erev yirchat zokach dachim chitzdiyem kipurim v'lav haynu hachter abundel el. The Rashi points out that it's not the same Tanakhama as before. Al kaponim. I'm sorry, I wanted to actually see the Rashi further down. Two lines become wide. the time of Masechet Shabbos, the betfila bizmana mitzvah pligi, the rabbanan tefila bizmana lav mitzvah, vim ein le gemi, if you don't have a gemi to protect the shame, yamtin ad lamachar. So wait until tomorrow, v'yivakshenu. So the rabbanan say, you must be kerech alav gemi. And if not, you delay the tefila. Because tefila bizmana is not a mitzvah. And Rabbi Yehesu says, no, you just jump in, tefila bizmana mitzvah. So how can you say, how can you say that it comes out, according to Rabbi Yehesu, that Rabbi Yehesu told tefila bizmana is lav mitzvah? Here we see, Rabbi Yehesu says, you can just immerse and bathe normally, because there is such a pressing importance to go to the mikvah, because tefila bizmana mitzvah. So it's going now. Ahi, the previous Rabbi Yehesu, who said tefila bizmana is not a mitzvah? Ahi, Rabbi Yehesu, Rabbi Yehudah. Rabbi Yehesu, Rabbi Yehudah was the one who previously said that tefila bizmana is not a mitzvah. Tanya, Rabbi Yehesu, Rabbi Yehudah, Omer, daya l'tefila shetei b'achreina. A slightly complicated case, but it's basically speaking about a woman that she is misubeches. She is very confused in where she's holding. She gave birth, and she's not exactly sure when she gave birth, and she's not exactly sure when the Yemei Toyar finished, and therefore she's not sure when the Yemei Tumah begin, and when they end, and so on and so forth. And Tanakama of Rabbi Yisbuda says, there's so many potential days and times when the Yemei Tumah has finished, so she needs to go to the mikvah basically dozens of times, because maybe today is the day that she's finished her Yemei Tumah. Tefila bizmana mitzvah. Maybe tomorrow is the day. Tefila bizmana mitzvah. So after, for many, many days, consecutive days, she's going to go to the mikvah every time, because maybe today is the day, and tefila bizmana mitzvah. Says Rabbi Yehesu, Rabbi Yehuda, nah. Daya l'tefila shetei b'achreina. Wait till everything's over. Don't worry so much about tefila bizmana. Tefila bizmana is nishka mitzvah. And therefore he says, you can do it at the very, very end. And that's what he says. And therefore, so you see, Rabbi Yehesu, Rabbi Yehuda was the one who says tefila bizmana is not a mitzvah, and Rabbi Yehesu is the one who says tefila bizmana is yes a mitzvah. Tana Rabbanan, Haroya Keri B'yom HaKippurim. If a person sees Keri B'yom HaKippurim, Yerid V'tzevel, he goes to the mikvah, Ula Erev Yishavshif, and then later that night he scrubs himself. Right, the Gemara Erev, Ma'ida Hava Hava. What does it help to scrub yourself after you've gone to the mikvah? Ma'ida Hava Hava. No, Ela'ema Mi Ba'erev Yishavshif. And rather it means to say that Erev Yom Kippur, make sure you thoroughly clean your body so that when you go to the mikvah on Yom Kippur morning for the keri, which you saw, you're not going to have any other chatzitza issues. But if you've got dirt on your skin because you didn't bathe on Erev Yom Kippur, so it's not going to help you to just be to dip the keri if anyway you've got other things on you. And ema miba erev yishavshi. If that's what it means to say. If you look at Rashi, a couple lines, the lines become wide. Ema miba erev the esmal yishavshi kol adam atzmai b'chamin. Have a hot bath, Erev Yom Kippur. She'im yira keri lamachar yachalitpo b'lei chatzitza. This way, all you'll have is the keri on the goof that will come off in the water, and there's no concern of other dirt on you, and therefore you're fine. Tani Tana Kameid of Nachman, Haraya Keri B'yom HaKippurim Avanesav Mechulin Loy. So if a person sees keri on Yom Kippur, so then his Averis are Mechulin Loy. His Averis are Mechulin Loy. So let's see Rashi. Valibi Miskaben. So a person was a Raya Keri, certainly did not mean to do so. Then Rashi says, Avanesav Mechulin, Simen Toiv Hu Zer, meaning Simen Toiv Hu Zer, Zer Yirazera V'Yarech Yomim. It's a sign that Yirazera V'Yarech Yomim. He sees Zera, he's going to be Ma'ach Yomim, he's going to see continuity, he's going to see Doreis, and so on. So Tani Tana Kamedev Nachman Raya Keri Yom Kippur Avanesav Mechulin Loi, Aiva Tanya Avanesav Sedurin, like his Averis are like all lined up, as if to say they're lined up and they're all ready to be mekatrig. By sedurin limachel. They are sedurin to be nimchal. They're all kind of lined up and they're ready to be nimchal. Tana debi Rabbi Yishmael hare keri b'yom kippur miyidag kol hashana kula. A person should be concerned the whole year. Rashi says, what's the pshat? Shemali kiblu tanisay v'hisbiyuhu b'mesh b'yadam lasbiyay. We're not makabel your tainis. You want to have hana, we're going to be masbiyay you, we're going to satiate you. But in essence, you know what's happening? It's like an eved who's coming to serve as master and he chucks the water back in his face. So therefore, yidag kol hashana kula, you should be worried, kol hashana kula. But if he makes it out through the year, muftach lo yishu ben olam haba, that it's a sign that he is a ben olam haba. Rashi says, demolz leishana shle meis, muftach lo yishu masim tevim yish biyadi, Sheginu alav u ben olam haba. It must be that he is a ben olam haba. Amar of Nachman Yitzchak Teda, I'll prove it to you. Shekol olam kulei ro'iv. Everyone is, so to speak, fasting from this particular type of pleasure. Who is Saveh? And he is satiated from this pleasure. And he lived the whole year. He was fine. And still they're kind of being masbiyahim. And still they're being masbiyahim. I'll just see the Rashi. Here Rashi says, Teda shekol olam kulei ro'iv mitashmish. It turns out that he was not afflicted by that particular type of inui. And nevertheless, without his knowledge, they were masbir him. And nevertheless, he lived at the year. It must be arrived that he's a tzaddik gomer. We'll leave the last line for the siman, and we'll end off with something which they say b'shem the Rebbe of Rabbunim. Of Pashischa, and he says, right, the Gemara says, Tana Debi Rabbi Shmuel, Arei Keri B'yom Kippurim Yidag Kol Hashana. Omar, Yidag is the Gematria Chai. So, nearly, Hapshat, Shemi Shadayeg Kol Hashana, U'mekayim B'chol Yoyim Shuv Yoyim Echad Lefnei Misascha, is Fadaiget against the Yor, he's nervous the whole year, maybe I'm not doing my Avodas Hashem, and therefore he's Mekayim every single day, Shuv Yoyim Echad Lefnei Misascha, Vada Yichya, such a person for sure, someone who's going to live. Okay, Rav Hashem will start in the Sukkah.